Good morning. Thanks for listening. Happy Wednesday. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time for some entertainment news. The Caitlin Clark Experience delivered another television milestone as ESPN's coverage of the WNBA draft Monday night. Well, I don't have to tell you, the most viewers they've ever had.
I'm sure.
By a mile. And even though he was busy doing those big sold-out shows here in Milwaukee, Luke Combs left a message for Caitlin Clark after she was drafted number one in the WNBA draft.
Luke Combs here. Hey. I just want to say congratulations on being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. That's incredible. I know I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple of years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations. You earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
Luke Combs. That's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing. I was not expecting that.
Caitlin Clark, Luke Combs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone was on the set during the final scene of Curb Your Enthusiasm and thankfully pulled out their telephone, and they posted what Richard Lewis said to Larry David, the cast and the crew. And, of course, Richard Lewis passed away literally just a couple of weeks after filming the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Here's Richard Lewis.
All right. That's a wrap on the funniest show ever. I just want to say something. Larry David has treated me like a god, and all of you have. And this is the greatest experience of my career, and I love each and every one of you. I'm honored to be working with arguably the greatest sitcom writer in the last two centuries. And God bless all of you. And thanks for being so sweet to me.
Richard Lewis. On The View, yeah. Michael Douglas, as a guest, he said his new series, Franklin, deals with a portion of Benjamin Franklin's life that many people don't know about.
This particular show is about a part of his life that I don't think a lot of people really knew about.
Yeah.
But when he was 70, 1776, 6 weeks after he signed the Declaration of Independence, the founding father said, we need you to go to France. We were in the middle of a war with the British, and we were getting killed. Yeah. You know, George Washington was eating it big time. We had no military. We had no soldiers, no weapons. So they asked Franklin to sail across the Atlantic, which was not that easy in the 1800s, to try to seduce and woo the Louis the 16th of the monarchy to support this brand new democracy, right? This whole brand new democracy. And it was an incredible story of intrigue and backstabbing and a huge gamble.
Again, Michael Douglas talking about Franklin, his new movie. And as far as Michael Douglas in the Marvel universe, he told the ladies on The View he wished Marvel would have killed off his character in the last Ant-Man movie because he wanted to have an epic death on screen.
This actually was my request for the third one.
Yes, there are.
Then I was saying, so at least, you know, I was hearing there's new characters involved and all that. So I said, I'd like to have a serious, you know, with all these great special effects, there's got to be some fantastic way where I can shrink to an ant size and explode, like, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. I want to use all those effects. But that was on the last one. Now, I don't think I'm going to show up. It's the last one.
When in doubt, they could just send them into the multiverse.
Right.
All right, Travis Kelce is confirmed as the host of the new game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? This will be on Amazon Prime Video. The show will feature adult contestants seeking help from celebrities to answer elementary school level questions. Travis Kelce is your host.
I bet there'll be some I can't answer.
Most of them I won't be able to answer.
Why do I have a feeling some of those celebrities are going to have a tough time at this?
Anderson. Pam Anderson's been cast opposite Liam Neeson in the remake of Naked Gun. She'll be playing the Priscilla Presley role. And this year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be named live on American Idol on the 21st. Lionel Richie and Ryan Seacrest will announce the winners during Sunday's episode. The full list of nominees includes Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool & the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Sade, and A Tribe Called Quest. This year's fan vote closed on Monday with the Dave Matthews Band at number one in fan votes.
So who needs who more in that situation, right? Does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame need American Idol to give them some pop, or is it
really,
the other way
that's
around?
That's a really great question.
Like American Idol's struggling and they need...
both need help at this point. Yeah. And speaking of rock and rollers, Journey's Greatest Hits album just hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart.
Wow.
That's 15 years and almost 4 months. The album first debuted on that chart in December of 1988. The only two other records who have ever spent 800 weeks, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Bob Marley's Legend.
Thank you for doing the math on that.